The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
And we're back inside Florida Racing. The show is flying by. But we're not yet done. We're going to talk more about figure eight racing. Good evening, Kenny St. John, and welcome to Inside Florida Racing. I'm C.C. Brooks, and you're on with myself and Rob and Jack.
And also, we've got Kenny St. John. He's the current World Figure Eight Tour announcer, C.C. How about that?
That is so cool. Welcome to the show, Kenny.
What about it? So are you coming down to talk, or are you coming down to race?
Oh, no, I gave up racing a long time ago. They call me King Kenny St. John because I am the king of figure eight racing.
I thought maybe you did it from inside the car. That would make you the king if you could do it from in the car.
Okay, then you're going to have to call me the prince then because I ain't going to do that.
Do that again.
Let's hear a little bit about this World Figure Eight Racing Tour.
Lay it out.
Good. It's the greatest idea since sliced bread. This man, Joe Cohen, just remember his name. His name is Joe Cohen. Is about to propel figure eight racing where it belongs, and it belongs over the top. Not as a sideshow, not as a filler at some of these racetracks, but he's going to make it a very, very special event, and we're going to go all around the country. And we're going to make Auburndale Speedway our first stop. We're going to be down in Fraxton on the 12th, racing 13th, Friday the 13th. I hate to do that, but we're going to be racing Friday the 13th. 100-lap shootout on the 14th, and we're going to crown a figure-eight champion, a Florida figure-eight champion, on Sunday night the 15th. It's going to be something else to see.
It's going to be something else to see. If you live in Saskatchewan and you can't get there, because it will be live on Real Racing USA all over the world.
That's tremendous. That's just the kind of outpour that we've been getting from the racing community ever since we brought this idea to fruition. Everybody wants a piece of it, and it looks like it's really going to fly good. Joe Cohen is he's the man. That's all there is to it. But he's got the idea, he's got the wherewithal, and he's got the hookups, and we're going to do this. We're going to do it at Auburndale Speedway, and I'll be in town next Monday night beating on some bushes. But we'll be at the racetrack Thursday. We'll be racing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Auburndale Speedway. It's going to be something to see now, I'm telling you.
Oh, so you're coming in early.
Yeah, I got to get in early. Got to beat some bushes, Jack.
Yeah.
Got to beat some bushes, yeah. I got to wake up the neighbors, let them all know we're in town. I'm bringing a bunch of ruffians down the road to me.
We've met quite a few of them.
Well.
Yeah. I heard you talk to Eddie Van Meter and the Big Cat and all them the other day. I heard little Tony Anderson on your talk show a little while ago. Tony Anderson's a heck of a good race car guy. Tony Anderson's got a little brother. I call him Andy Anderson. He's his mechanic, and he's got a little ball-headed mechanic. I can't call his name right now, but he's super people. All these people are real good people, but they come to race, and they come to take money.
You're coming down to Florida where you
Tony's coming with last year's winning car.
Wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute. Look, King Kenny, you guys,
yes,
you may. I think you might be making a little mistake there. You're bringing all these good people down here. I'm telling you, these guys that are coming down to race against ain't good people, dude. I'm telling you right now, they're not good people.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've heard about that world's most dangerous figure eight driver. I'm going to call him a big pussy.
No, he's hated.
John got part of that right. You got part of that right. He's a cat.
Yeah, he's a cat. Yeah, he's a cat. But John's quite a racer. He's very very lib and very gib. And he's got a good race car, too. But I think these guys are going to see the fast guys getting the wind on them. You know, they're going to have to do a little teaming up on us. But we're going to bring about 12 or 15 from the north. They got Leonard Basham, a former world champion out of Louisville, Kentucky. He's coming along, too. And the Tony Anderson crew, he's got last year's winning car. You told it. The 2008 World Championship Figure Eight car that won the world championship at the Indianapolis Speedrome last September.
But, you know, if you guys got an extra car, we've got this hot shoe named Jackaroo Smith.
Yeah, right.
Jackaroo Smith is like He wants to get in a car.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, I want to get in the back of a limo or something. Yeah, that's what that's
more
the
of a limo type. Huh?
Yeah, you got it.
Jackaroo Smith.
Oh, come on, Rob, you can do it.
Through the watering hole when it's all over with. That's what it sounds like he is.
And he wants to go to a hole, all right.
Okay, Rob, you race it.
What's that?
You do the figure eight race.
No. I've got a brand new son, and I want to keep him for, I want to keep myself around for him. You know, I'll leave that figure eight racing up to the guys that know what they're doing.
I got a question. I was wondering.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are there any women who race in the figure eights?
Not that win.
Oh, shush. I mean, are there any out there that...
Yet. There hasn't been one raced yet in Indianapolis anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about to change in year 2009.
Well, we've got
Joel Cohen.
Go ahead.
Joel Cohen, ever the promoter, Joel Cohen, he's going to put on women figure eight racing. It's got to be all women, no against the men. It's all women against women. But they're going to race in 2009 at the Indianapolis Speed Dome.
Uh-oh.
A cat fight on wheels.
I'll bet you're right there.
Hey, we got a hot shoe woman that likes to race.
Well, we'll have to test her out. I mean, you know, we'll have to try her out. You know, we'll give her a chance, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, then we'll let her drive the car, too.
Oh, thank you.
Be nice, Steve. She sounds like quite a race fan to me.
But, Kenny, we're gonna have a good time over there. Auburndale.
Sure. She races cars. She's raced a few times. We get her in cars. Anytime we can, we get
absolutely
the wheel.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I'll check with my management control here and see if we can maybe give her a little test ride with a controlled environment out there and let her see what it's like to be in one of these $50,000 race cars. $50,000
Wow.
Race cars we're going to be bringing at you all, boy. So you can bring your cars over and race us, and I know you'll do well because I've seen you racing the 3R. All you Florida guys, we want you all to be there because this is going to be the show.
It's going to be a great time.
There you have it, fellas. Right. If you got a car, bring it out to the playground because the figure eights are the what they're racing. The,
but you can't just bring your car. You got to bring attitude also.
Oh, yeah. Got to bring your figure eight attitude.
You got to have that figure eight attitude. So, hey, you know, this has been a lot of fun,
Kenny. We're gonna call you next Monday night. You're gonna be in our neighborhood, so I'll give you a call. We'll talk to you next Monday as well. Maybe bring us up to date. Give us a final rundown on now that once you get on the ground here and get feeling some Florida weather, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Okay, if you would please call me after 8 o'clock. My plane lands at 7:30, but I'm telling you about bringing that attitude down there. If Dale Earnhardt would have been a figure eight driver instead of a NASCAR driver, I'm telling you, his temperament, his talent would have made him a real challenge for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds great. Kenny, we appreciate it.
I appreciate you. We'll all see you at the Auburndale Speedway.
Bye, Kenny. We'll see you there. Looking forward
bye-bye,
to it.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Take it easy.
Okay. Very good. That was an entertaining interview there. And let's see here. I'm looking forward to heading over to Auburndale and on the 14th and checking out professional figure eights. It's going to be my first time to see him at that caliber of driving when it comes to figure eights. It should be a good time. And I tell you, from everything that I'm reading online and from what I'm hearing, if you're planning to go over to Auburndale for any night of these racing, these figure eights, make sure you get there early because it's really sounding like they're going to have packed grandstands. And so make sure you get there early so you can get yourself a great seat.